We were here marching peacefully out to the Air and Space Museum. We wanted to emphasize the what's going on here is with the display of these killer drones, these assassination drones. And we had a large group that were coming to be there to say we don't like these drones in a peaceful, nonviolent way, of course. And the first people that went in there were pepper sprayed, just pepper sprayed. And the pepper spray is still in there. The guards pepper sprayed themselves apparently too. So it may be a little while before the place is sanitized from all of their pepper spray. But it was pretty outrageous. I mean, you know, fine, a big group's coming up, a big group of Americans, fine. You say, welcome, we're glad you're here. Oh, no signs, sorry. We don't have signs inside, so please stack them there. But, you know, you're welcome to come on in here. You may not like all the things that are in here, but, you know, this is a display of America's whatever. Well, instead, fire the pepper spray. And quite a few people got big doses of it, big doses of it. And it's a sad statement of what our government's doing to the people who are here to, well, to challenge policies, but in peaceful, nonviolent ways. And yet they use violence on us, with pepper spraying.
So there's a display inside about the drones?
Yeah, they have drones hanging from the ceiling, killer drones, assassination drones. And we're saying that those are they're assassination vehicles, and we want our country to stop using them. And they kill indiscriminately. They kill thousands of people, and innocent people, children, people that have nothing at all to do with the violence that the American government says that they are trying to stop. And instead, rather than having court systems that will try people if they are caught doing criminal acts, instead we have a system that now identifies people, puts them on a list for assassination, and these drones go out and do their assassination deeds. And, you know, that's not right. That's extrajudicial killing, which is murder.
And they are not going to open up the museum for the rest of the day?
Well, that's right. We were here about 3 o'clock and they closed it up, and I think they're gonna have to sanitize it. I hope they sanitize it by removing the drones too. But they've got to suds it out because of the pepper spray that they used on innocent American citizens.
As some of us were trying to go in this museum, which was free and open to the public, security officials became aggressive and knocked down a woman, an older woman, who kind of laid there like she couldn't get back up. And then they became aggressive to those of us who were trying to hold the doors open to get her out, and pepper sprayed a number of us, including myself. I got pepper sprayed in the mouth and in the eyes, and actually got down in my lungs a little bit, so I had to see an EMT so they could give me oxygen and, you know, get me back in a good situation.
Why were people going into the museum?
Well, we were going there to protest the drone exhibit. There's a drone exhibit there that's kind of glorifying how wonderful drones are. And of course, we know that the drone attacks that the U.S. has been doing in 6 countries now has been causing hundreds, thousands of deaths.